蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在过去的几期的节目当中呢，我们跟着查尔斯呢了解了一位传奇人物的故事。那这位传奇人物就是路易斯·赞佩里尼。当然我们知道，在过去路易斯在战俘营当中被虐待这样的一个经历让他痛苦万分。那从某种角度来说，我们觉得说当被人不公平的对待的时候呢，你大概是没有什么理由可以原谅他的。但是路易斯·赞佩里尼却因着他相信神，并且他接受耶稣基督成为生命当中的救主，他选择去原谅他。那么在这个过程当中，他经历什么样的挣扎，又或者说他到底有什么样的秘诀以至于自己摆脱了那种困扰呢？我想呢，这一点对于我们当下这个浮躁或者说可能充满了各种怒气的环境和时代来说呢，是很重要的。接下来我们进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
2 Peter 1 tells us that God'sWord tells us everything pertaining to life and godliness. If there's something we need to know in order to live a faithful life before the Lord, He's told us in His Word. So this week, we're looking at some topics that tend to be neglected for one reason or another, and one of those, I believe, is anger. I suspect we've all heard about anger. You're not supposed to have it, right? It's one of those seven deadly sins.
彼得后书第一章告诉我们，一切有关生命和敬虔的事神都赐给我们了。如果说还有什么是我们需要知道以至于可以在他面前活出信实生命来的话，神已经借着他自己的话语告诉我们了。所以在这个星期我们看几个话题，他们因着某些原因容易被我们忽视。我相信其中一个就是愤怒。我们所有人都听说过愤怒，而你也不应该有愤怒的情绪，对吗？因为它可是七宗罪当中的一条。
Anger can blind you to the rest of the world. It can consume you with feelings of hatred and a desire, a deep desire for revenge. It's why Ecclesiastes tells us to not be quick to become angry. Proverbs tells us we shouldn't be friends with an angry person. Rage begets rage. When I get angry around others who are prone to anger, it can get pretty ugly. Feelings of resentment boil over into gossip, tearing others down. Other people I've known are prone to violence, even in their anger. Actually, there's this growing market that I mentioned when we went on the air called the anger room. You pay a certain price, you go in, you smash whatever they have in the room at the moment. I'm not too surprised that places like these are becoming popular.Angry is popular. And it's always been popular. The very first murder was committed out of anger. Cain killed his brother Abel because the Lord accepted Abel and not him.
怒气会蒙蔽你的双眼，让你看不见周遭的其他事物。怒气也能使你的心充满憎恨和报仇的强烈欲望。难怪传道书告诉我们不要轻易动怒。箴言也教导我们不要和怀有怒气的人交朋友。当我在快要生气的人身边发脾气的话，情况只会更加难看。怨恨的情绪如同烧开的水一样沸腾，进而开始说三道四，诋毁人。我认识的一些人甚至在发怒之后有暴力的倾向。实际上，就我之前在节目中提到的愤怒小屋已经在市场上越来越有需求了。你付一笔钱，然后进到小屋里，砸烂里面所有的东西。对于这样的需求变得越来越流行，我一点也不觉得奇怪。愤怒受人欢迎， 并且从始至终都被人推崇着。人类的第一宗谋杀案就是基于怒气。神接受了亚伯的祭物，却没有接受该隐的祭物。一怒之下，该隐杀死了亚伯。
Anger like this can be disastrous. When Louis Zamperini returned home after drifting in the Pacific for 47 days and wasting away in that brutal Japanese internment camp, he was angry. And unfortunately, it got the better of him for quite some time. I mentioned earlier that I wanted you to hear the letter that he wrote to the Japanese guard who so brutally beat him during the war. Louis wrote this after he came to know Christ, but you'll hear just how angry he was after the war as he read it.
像该隐这样的发怒是具有摧毁性的。路易斯·赞佩里尼在太平洋海上漂浮了47天之后被日本海军救起，结果却是遭到战俘营里残忍的虐待。当他回家之后呢，他已经成为了蛮有怒气的人。不幸的是，路易斯·赞佩里尼过了很久才好转了一些。先前我提到想给你听听路易斯·赞佩里尼写给那个在战争中残酷虐待他的日本军官的信。这封信是在路易斯认识基督之后写的。尽管如此，你仍然可以在信中听到战争结束后他是多么的愤怒。
This is to Matsushiro Watanabe.
这封信是写给渡边牧宏的。
As a result of my prisoner of war experience under your unwarranted and unreasonable punishment, my post-war life became a nightmare. It was not so much due to the pain and suffering as it was to the tension of stress and humiliation that caused me to hate with a vengeance.
因为我的战俘经历，因为遭受了你无端的惩罚，我的战后生活一度演变成噩梦。这噩梦倒不是因所受的痛苦所致，而是因张力和耻辱导致的报仇雪恨的心理所致。
Under your discipline, my rights not only as a prisoner but also as a human being were stripped from me. It was a struggle to maintain enough dignity and hope to live under the war's end.
在你的惩戒之下，我作为战俘的权利，连同我作为人的基本权利都被剥夺得干干净净。对我来说，保持尊严和希望，撑到战争结束，都已是难事。
The post-war nightmares caused my life to crumble, but thanks to a confrontation with God through the evangelist Billy Graham, I committed my life to Christ. Love replaced the hate I had for you, and Christ even said, "Forgive your enemies and pray for them."
战后生活的噩梦一度让我崩溃不已，但感谢神，借着与布道家葛培里的相逢。我已经将我的生命交给了基督，爱取代了我曾经对你的恨。基督还说，饶恕你的敌人，为他们祷告。
As you probably know, I returned to Japan in 1952 and was graciously allowed to address all the Japanese war criminals at Sugamo Prison. I asked them about you and was told that you probably had committed harakiri, which I was sad to hear.At that moment, like the others, I also forgave you, and now I would hope that you would also become a Christian.
也许你已经知道了，我于1952年回到日本，有幸在朝鸭监狱对所有的日本战犯去演讲。我当时提到了你，听人说你可能已经切腹自杀了，为此我感到很难过。那时候，我跟其他人一样，已经原谅你了。现在我希望你呢也能够成为一名基督徒。
Amen. That's a forgiveness.
Amen. 这就是饶恕。
Louis Zamperini reading his letter at the Harvest Crusades in Los Angeles a couple of years before he went to be with the Lord. As you heard, Louis was consumed with anger after World War II. He just wanted revenge.On the cruel prison guard that brutalized him all that time. He was mad that he broke his ankle and disqualified himself from the Olympics. But Jesus met Louis where he was. Jesus showed him that anger isn't the only way we have to respond when life becomes impossibly difficult. We can respond in faith. We can turn to the one who holds our lives in the palm of his hand by God's grace, Louis was able to forgive the bird and even pray that he would come to know Jesus.
这封信是路易斯·赞佩里尼在回天家前的那几年在洛杉矶的一场丰收布道事工活动上读的。正如你听到的一样，二战后的路易斯满腔怒火，他一心只想向那个长期虐待过他的恶毒军官报仇雪恨。同时他也气他自己摔断了脚踝，失去参加奥运会的资格。但是就在这个时候，路易斯遇见了耶稣。耶稣让他看见，当生活变得难以想象的困难时，仍然有许多方式是我们可以回应的，而不只是发怒。我们可以以信心回应，我们可以转向那位掌管我们生命的神。靠着神的恩典，路易斯能够原谅那位日本军官，甚至为他祷告，祈求他能认识耶稣。
But the Bible doesn't tell us to avoid anger.Would you be surprised to hear that the Apostle Paul actually told the church at Ephesus to be angry? Here's the verse I'm thinking of in Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. You've heard that last line, I'm sure.
只不过圣经不单只是教导我们避免发怒。实际上，使徒保罗告诉以弗所的教会可以发怒。对此，难道你们不觉得是很惊奇吗？以弗所书的4:26说，生气却不要犯罪，含怒不可到日落。最后那句经文，我相信你听过了。
God saved. Since then I walk in forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy.Jesus, I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I've received nothing but goodness. I've tested and tasted your grace.I was so lost till I fell at the cross and got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want?
Is that surprising to you, though? I was surprised when I first heard it years ago. I always thought it was a sin to be angry under any circumstance. But here Paul tells us, he actually commands us to be angry. What's he saying? Well, we have to see that even our sinful anger shows us something good. It shows us that justice is important. Sometimes we get angry for no reason at all, but sometimes we get angry because someone sins against us. This is the kind of anger Paul is telling us to have, anger against sin. When we see someone sinning against someone else, or when someone sins against us, we should get angry. Sin is a violation of rights. It's an injustice. And as humans created in God's image, we get angry. It's just not right when a salesman rips you off. It's just not right for someone to say or do evil things to you or to others. And the Lord, in His holy word, says we should be angry at these things. It would actually be contrary to Christ if we didn't get angry. Remember how angry he got when he went into the temple and found the religious leaders taking advantage of the people?
难道你不觉得很奇怪吗？很多年前，当我第一次听到的时候，我就觉得特别惊讶。我一直以为，不论任何情况下，生气都是在犯罪。但这里保罗告诉我们，实际他是在命令我们生气。这是什么意思呢？我们必须得看见，即便在我们有罪性的怒气中，也有一些好的东西可以显明出来，那就是正义很重要。有时候我们毫无理由地发脾气，但也有时是因为某个人得罪了我们，才使得我们发怒。当我们看见某人得罪别人，或是得罪我们的时候，我们应该感到生气。罪违背了权利，罪是不公正的。人类乃是按着神的形象被造的，人就会发怒。卖家也不应该敲竹杠，说恶毒的话或做恶毒的事也是不应该的。如果我们对此不感到生气的话，反而是与基督的性情相违背了。你还记得当耶稣进圣殿，发现那些宗教人士如何占百姓便宜的时候，耶稣有多么生气吗？
But here's the important thing to remember. Paul tells us to be angry, but he also tells us to not sin. In the very same line.
只是这里有一个很重要的点需要我们记住。在同一节经文里，保罗告诉我们可以生气，也告诉我们生气却不可犯罪。
It's easy to sin in anger. What's difficult is not sinning in anger. That requires faith. It requires the Holy Spirit's help to be patient. It requires wisdom. How can we be angry at sin and yet not sin? Well, the Lord has shown us.
我们很容易一生气就犯罪，难做到的就是生气却不犯罪。而这需要我们有信心，需要圣灵的帮助，让我们有忍耐，也需要我们有智慧。那么，我们如何才能够做到对罪感到愤怒却不犯罪呢？圣经已经把答案显明给我们了。
There's no one who hates sin more than the Lord. Over and over in the Scripture, the Lord says He will not cohabitate with sin. Oil and water just don't mix. The Lord cannot stand in the presence of sin. Well, actually, sin can't stand in the presence of the Lord. He's too holy, too righteous, too just to let sin remain unaddressed. Now, this may make you a little angry, but that goes for your sin, too. My sin. Our sinful anger focuses on the ways we've been wronged, but have you ever thought deeply about how angry your own sin makes the Lord? He hates it so much that he's bound to punish it. Jesus spoke about hell more than once. It's a serious place. It's a real place of God's anger against sin, and it's what we all rightfully deserve for our sin. But the Lord didn't leave us there.
没有谁对罪的憎恶强烈过神的了。在圣经里，我们多次看到神说他不与罪同住。油和水无法融合，神也无法站在罪的面前。或者我们更应该说，罪无法在神的面前站立得住。神无比的圣洁和公义，使得罪在他面前无地自容。这样说来，可能会让你有点生气，但这恰恰是因为你我都有罪的缘故。 我们还有罪的怒气只会聚焦在我们被亏待的地方上。但你有没有好好的思考过，你自己的罪使神多么的愤怒？他恨恶你的罪如此之深，以至于他决意要处置罪。耶稣不止一次地讲过地狱，地狱是一个很严肃的地方，是一个神对罪感到愤怒的很真实的地方，也是我们因着罪的缘故完全活该要去的地方。但是神没有把我们留在那里。
He sent Jesus to take all that anger on the cross. When we get angry, we want to get rid of whoever's causing us trouble. The Lord made another way. The way of the cross. The place where the Lord's anger against sin was absorbed by his own son for anyone who puts their faith in Jesus.
他差遣耶稣在十字架上承担了他全部的愤怒。当我们生气的时候，我们恨不得消灭那个给我们制造麻烦的家伙。而神的做法却与我们的相反。他的方法是十字架。神对罪的愤怒完完全全地被他自己的儿子承担了，让凡信靠耶稣的人都免于了罪的刑罚。
My sin and your sin, the sin the Lord hates more deeply than we can even fathom, it was that very sin that Jesus died for on the cross. We receive it by faith, and we need to see how this radically changes the way we respond to things that make us angry.
我的罪以及你的罪，神恨恶罪的强烈程度远是我们无法测度的。也正是这份对罪的强烈恨恶，使得耶稣死在了十字架上。我们凭信心领受耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上的事实，我们也需要看见这事实如何巨大地改变了我们回应那些使我们生气的事。
When I realize that sin makes the Lord angrier than I could ever be, it changes the way I respond to those who sin against me. It helps me realize they're in need of grace, just like me. So when I say something or try to correct someone, my heart is that they see Jesus more clearly instead of see how right I can think I always am. Seeing Jesus for what he's done for us changes everything. When we receive him by faith, we see that the Lord's anger toward us has already been dealt with. We have been forgiven and we're welcomed freely into his love. It means we can love others just as generously. It means we can live a life of faith, walking with the Lord in our struggles. And it means that with his grace and by his Spirit, we can be angry, but not sin.
当我意识到神对罪的愤怒远超过我对罪的愤怒时，这改变了我回应那些得罪我人的方式，也帮助我发觉他们需要恩典，正如我也需要恩典一样。所以当我说什么时，或尝试纠正别人时，我希望他们能更清楚地看见耶稣，而不是看见我有多么合理或正确。看见耶稣为我们所成就的能改变一切。当我们凭着信心接受他，我们就能看见神对我们的愤怒已经被解决了。我们得了赦免，我们自由地进入到他的爱中，而这也意味着我们能彼此相爱了。我们能活出信心的生活，在困难中与主同行，靠着他的灵，借着他的恩典，我们生气却不致犯罪。
Why don't we just take a moment to pray? Would you join me right now?
不如我们现在花点时间祷告，你愿意现在就加入吗？
Father in heaven, we come to you and lay before you our anger. We've talked in the last few minutes about anger being something that you approve of, but I think in my own life, when I recall my times getting angry, they were not moments with your approval.Lord, there are people that I've had anger against for a very long time, for many years, and maybe that's the case for others of us as well. Lord, we want to give it over to you, lay it down, not hold on to it anymore. And Lord, you can help us to not just forget, but you can help us to forgive. Would you do that with us right now? Would you help us change our hearts and minister to others with the joy that can only come from you? And we pray this now in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们在天上的父，我们来到你的面前，把我们的怒气放在你面前。在刚刚的几分钟里，我们讲到了怒气是你所承认的一个东西，但是我也想到了在我自己的生命中，当我回想那些发脾气的时候时，他们并不是得到你认可的。神啊，有些人我怨恨了他们很久，甚至很多年，也许很多人都有这样的情况。神啊，我们把不饶恕的情绪放在你面前，交托给你，不再自己拿着。神啊，你不仅能帮助我们，不单是忘了他，更是饶恕对方。神啊，你现在愿意帮助我们吗？帮助我们改变心意，帮助我们带着只能从你而来的喜乐服侍他们吗？我们奉救主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。Of our lives, you are everything. You are. My soul.谢谢查尔斯在今天节目当中的分享，我想这又是给我们一个开启。尽管我们面对的环境可能会刺激我们，让我们一瞬间有一个情绪的点爆发出来，但就像查尔斯所提醒的一样，我们要好好的思考，我们的生气，我们的愤怒究竟是为了我们自己受到亏损，还是因为我们确实知道这件事情是不合乎真理的呢？真是求神帮助我们，让我们更加的警醒，去面对自己生命当中那些不好的地方，也让我们知道人的性情呢是从神而来的，我们应该要对罪产生愤怒的情绪。有关今天节目内容，如果朋友你有什么样的感触呢，也可以来信跟李诺分享。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。